Hi, we are class 12 from Seascape Primary School, and we are making a podcast to find out what it's like at secondary school. Before we hear from the secondary school people, here's some of our most memorable experience from Seascape.
I am feeling about secondary school is a bit nervous, and I am looking forward. It's hard maths, my most memory part of Seascape is scoring my first ever goal against the year fives last year versus the year six.
Moving to secondary school makes me feel nervous because I'm worrying about how to make friends, how do I find my way around classes, how will I be ready in time for school. My favourite memory is with Mr. Jordan. He's a year 4 teacher and still is one of my favourite teachers. He is very funny and kind and always manages to put a smile on my face. My other favourite memory is being in Miss Bailey's class for year 5. She is kind and sweet to everyone. And my other memory is going on a trip to Moorhouse. It's really fun. You got to do different activities if you're in year 5. My favourite one is climbing this really high obstacle course, and then you jump down. You would have a rope attached to you, and you would slowly dangle down to the ground. And of course, my Leavers Day will be my favourite memory of all. I can't wait to when my Leavers Day. I'm gonna miss my friends. I don't want to leave them. I want to be together forever, but good things always come to an end. We spoke to some people from different schools who are all part of Durham Music Services Youth Voice Team. All the questions that were asked were answered by secondary pupils.
Is the food nice?
It's definitely better than primary school, from what I remember from primary school. Yeah, it is.
Definitely agree that it's much better than primary school.
How do you find your way around Skibble?
I just relied on all my friends to show me where to go, basically.
I still don't know where anything is.
If there's lots of you, then you'll find your way, definitely.
Yeah. And generally, after the first week, you know most of the classrooms, and in the first week, the teachers are very lenient about it. They don't really mind if you're late, because they understand that.
What makes a good secondary teacher?
Knowing your subject well, knowing your way around the subject, and also letting like a little bit of fun into the class, not just like you have to do this work and you have to do it the way the teacher wants it. You can like just a quiet talk and generally give a bit of freedom in learning, because the best way to learn is to do it yourself, pretty much.
I think it's really good to have someone, especially in English, who like lets you debate stuff with the other people in your class. Like, that's really a good way to learn.
How do you stay safe in school?
I mean, you're surrounded by so many teachers who do make you feel safe. And yeah, there might be like scary year 11s, but they would never like, you know, come at a year 7. Like, the year 7s are safe.
I feel like that's the opposite with us. The year 7s would come at the older kids.
Yeah.
Is a 2-week timetable better?
I think 2 weeks is better because you have more variety. Even though it's harder to learn, like, I still don't know mine. But yeah.
What do you do if you get bullied in school?
Getting bullied barely happens, I find, as you get through school and even at the start. If you do get bullied and teachers find out about it, or if you just report it, then you'll be completely fine. They'll deal with it pretty quickly because they take that thing seriously.
Yeah, I think that's the same in our school. Like, they're very good at dealing with bullying, and they can kind of tell once they get to know you a little bit more, they can kind of tell when you're not yourself.
What is your favourite lesson in primary school, and is it the same now?
English, and yes, it's still my favourite.
I liked IT in primary school, and it still is, like, definitely one of my favourites, but I've started to like more physics and things like that because it's more interesting in secondary school now. You're allowed to do more things with it.
My favourite in secondary school now is probably art, because you learn different subjects and you have more time to like create a piece of art more than in primary.
What is your favourite and least favourite part about school?
Favourite part of school is probably knowing in the morning that you're going to see people that you recognise,
yeah,
and people that you like seeing every day. And my least favourite, probably lessons I don't like P4L, I'm not really interested in P4L and some other subjects.
Were you nervous when you started secondary school?
100%.
I wasn't. I had a sister who's was in year 10 by the time I was joining, and she was she told me pretty much everything I need to know, and I was okay with it.
How long did it take you to stop feeling that way?
Probably within the first week I started getting to know my way around school and feeling comfortable with people around me.
Fantastic.
Like, I know usually year sixes get like taster days, so just like absorb as much of that as you can, because then it makes it a lot easier when you finally get there, and then you can just be more comfortable in your environment.
Excited to go to secondary school, but it's reassuring to get the secondary people's experiences.
I'm now looking forward to the food and feel more confident about going to secondary. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Cheers for tuning in.